Blog Talk Radio.
Cut my music. It feels good to be back. Welcome, everyone, to Hills of Legend Show. I am Hills the Best. We'll be here with you for the next 28 minutes, bringing you nothing but the best news here in Upper Echelon. And we're going to do our best to get you prepared for the next round of this postseason as we have entered into the wild card round. It feels a little funny not being a participant of the playoffs this season but I will be wearing 23 again next season. And I hate to borrow this quote, but it ain't here. Hello, somebody. And I am excited, and I hope that you are too, as we are in the wild card round of Upper Echelon 8. Season 9, but currently playoff number 8, postseason number 8, and we have had some very entertaining wild card games. Kudos to the six teams that have participated in the earlier games. They have given each and every ounce of competitive juices that their thumbs and fingers can produce, and they have put on quite a show. Started off yesterday with the Jets and Chargers, had a disconnection with their game, and I get to that a little bit later in the show. Came back second game, it was a totally different game, entertaining game, went down to the last play of the game. Jets had a pass intended for the end zone, a hurry-up offense in the last 25 yards to go. Threw up a prayer, it wasn't answered, and the San Diego Chargers, and we have to give credit to Don Corleone, as I like to call him. We have to give credit to him for taking a horrible franchise that has been derailed since AJ, a guy that took them to the postseason in the second season, and just flat out quit on them, and this franchise has been in a rut for 7 seasons. And finally, they have been brought back to winning football games, to winning a postseason game for the second time in the upper echelon. Mr. Corleone has done it with a bunch of makeshift guys. Andrew Luck has resurrected his career. And they will move on to either go to Baltimore or New England next week. And it depends on their matchup. If they get a good matchup, the Chargers can maybe make a Cinderella run. But congratulations with them. They started the wild card round off. And then the Cardinals and Eagles, my NFC Championship game of the preseason, took place in a wild card game. And my former nephew, Ray Smooth, I don't even know that guy anymore, bowed out in the first round to the Cardinals. Spiffy is a very great competitor, always follows the rules, does what he's supposed to do. As long as he's not hanging around or chiming in, he's an excellent asset, and it's no shame in losing to him. But Ray Smooth, this was your season. This was your year to be amongst the elite, to put yourself in the great categories of the other guys, myself, KT of the league, and DJMs, the three guys that have won a Super Bowl in this league. You had a chance to put yourself in those type of categories and those people's names. And that elite group, and for you to lay down at home in the postseason is nothing short of embarrassing and a disgrace for the city of Philadelphia, and I personally want to apologize for the fans in Philadelphia that had planned out a trip, a Super Bowl trip, to see their beloved Eagles finally host up an NFL Super Bowl trophy. We was ready to send that PSN card, and he just bowed out yesterday, and I am disgusted. He has officially been removed from the family. He is an adopted. He is a stepchild, a redhead stepchild, and we're going to move on from that. And that's all I got to say about that. And last night, very late last night, into the early morning, as the Vikings and Seahawks continued their little rivalry, and it came down to towards the end of the game, as I had to be somewhere this morning, I couldn't stay up for that game. And just the Seahawks, too many field goals at home, gets your butt kicked every time in the postseason. Trap has officially took Seattle down to the slums. They are not where they need to be at either. A lot of disappointing seasons. Mr. Disappointment, we will have a category full this time in the Upper Echelon Awards, and we'll do a little different this time for the Upper Echelon Awards. Now, for the last matchup, we have been waiting. We've been held hostage for the last 48 hours by AJ, as he has a lot of things going on. It's the summertime, so a lot of guys are enjoying their vacation. My thing about that is enjoy life. Do what you can, my brother. You can do it if you can afford it. Hey, my brother, go knock it out. Do what you can. Enjoy life. Be safe. Come back to us and be ready to play some games. And that's all we anticipate here in Upper Echelon. Hopefully that game gets kicked off at 8. If it doesn't start at 8:15, we will be hitting the button and getting ready for these next matchups, as we are now into the critical round here in Upper Echelon. Now, with that being said, the Steelers and Colts have a interesting rivalry if we can date back a few seasons ago. And it starts back in season 2, actually. And a lot of people do not realize this, that the Colts and Chargers, when AJ was the owner of the Chargers, they did not get to play a game due to some personal circumstances for seafood, and AJ couldn't accommodate with his work schedule, so they had to spend their wild card round in season 2, met again in the first round. The Colts were the team that had started 9-0 that season and just folded down the stretch, and the Steelers was 8-8, a team that snuck in literally the last week of the season, won their way in, fought their way in, and embarrassed Sifu. That night was a heartbreaker to the AFC South, as he was just pummeled in catch-up field, as I like to call the Heinz field, as the Steelers just done a number on him. It was 30-0 when I finally turned the game off. The Steelers made a magical run to the AFC Championship game that season, just to be dismantled by yours truly. So they have a little history. AJ and Sifu had some history in the postseason, in the wild card round. Finally have home field advantage. They finally have a playoff game at home because they actually won their division. So you get a playoff game, postseason game at home. So the Colts have a lot to play for in Lucas Oil Stadium. They haven't hosted a playoff game in over 10 years. We're in season 9. Excuse me, 9 seasons. They haven't hosted a playoff game at all, ever, in Upper Echelon history. And for them to finally get a game at home, that crowd will be decked in blue, Colts blue, and they will be excited for this game. Now, will Coach Seifel, will he be the type of guy he needs to be to get this Colt team that is very talented, people? Let's not get this confused or fused, that this team is talented. If you look at that defense has a lot of good talent on the team. Their front seven is dynamic. Murphy is a headache in the back end of that defense. He has some very fast big corners in Hull and Richardson. The Colts have the ideal team to contend every single season up in an upper echelon, but it just seems it doesn't get it together. I think a lot of beatings that they take in the regular season, and they have been very good in the regular season the last few seasons. But now is the time. Now is the time for Steve Poole to put his money where his mouth is. He has been proclaiming to be a Super Bowl champ for the last three seasons, and he hasn't won a postseason game yet in upper echelon. The sense and the feel around the league is he is due for a playoff win. AJ has been a little distracted this season. The Steelers haven't been as sharp as they need to be to win a postseason game. Their heart is just not in to it right now. Them traveling on the road to the Colts, it just seems like it finally is coming together for Steelers. He is the third seed. He is the favorite in this matchup. He has done a good job this season. His quarterback has been dynamic. His running game has been dynamic. Robinson has been a stud as he has been the last three seasons. It is time to put it all together and get a W. He has to cash in this season. He has to cash in tonight. He has to win this match tonight. And if he does not win this matchup, we do not know what to say for Cecil, because this is pretty much it for him. This is the last hurrah. No heels to best in the AFC. This is a lot of guys' best shots. The Chargers really don't know. He's playing with house money. He's a new guy. He's just in here swinging for the fences. His strike zone, he doesn't have a strike zone. He's swinging at any pitch that pitch has been thrown. The Seafoods of the world, the Austins of the world, the Gold Sticks of the world, they know their window is now. It closes. Regardless if they come back next season or not, because Hill's the best has officially reinstated back in the lead. It came back. I am back better than ever, focused than I have ever been. This is their window. This is your year. You haven't had a window in 9 years. It's time to get it done. The AFC has been held hostage for the past four seasons, by the Tennessee Titans, as we have been to four consecutive Super Bowls. It is time. So with that being said, people, as a guy I see twice a season, and I know how difficult it is to win in Lucas Oil Stadium, it is very tough to win. And when the crowd is there, Sifu is flying around on that AstroTurf with a flubber. I'm going to go with the Colts. And I said it in the chat earlier today, and I will say it again. The Colts win 45-20. Only reason why I say a route is because that's the only way the Colts can win this game. If it's a close game, Sifu will find a way to lose the game. So he has to run away with it in order for him to win the game. We've had three outstanding close games. Now it's going to be a blowout. I feel it. I sense it. It's the Colts' year. And the reason why I say it's the Colts' year, so I'm putting the Colts in the AFC division round. So we're going to go ahead and put on our cap and show you who we will win these rest of these matches. Now, with the bombshell that has been dropped in the group today, if you haven't heard, now you will. KT is back from his vacation. After all those wins, he took a step away from the game just a tad bit, left the country a little bit, recharged his battery, and now he is back to claim a championship that he hadn't seen since Upper Echelon 2. That's six seasons ago. This man is hungry. He's been in five Super Bowls. He has represented the NFC very well. He has been to every fifth share, and he's won. Now it's time for him to cash in this season. KT is back. That is bad news for the NFC. I don't think KT is in the mood to play around. He doesn't see no one in the AFC that can beat him. So all he knows, all he has to do is get to the AFC, to the NFC Championship game, win it. And once he gets to the Super Bowl, that he knows that he can take care of business, because he's been to the Super Bowl so many times. Now, that's the bombshell. Let's get to those matchups in the divisional round. We have the Colts and Steelers, I mean the Colts and Patriots divisional round, we have predicted that the Colts will win. And I've been corrected by a good friend of mine. My statistician is in my ear. The Packers have won a Super Bowl. They have not been, the Panthers have not been to the Super Bowl every single season. They have been eliminated before when school beat them, with my correction to the Green Bay Packers and DJM, as he won a Super Bowl back, I think it was upper echelon six. I think it was, yes, it was upper echelon six that he won. I won seven. This is eight. So apologies to DJM and the Green Bay Packers. They are currently the number one seed. Let's get to these divisional matchups. Now, Colts at Patriots. I like Seafood. I'm not a Seafood fan. Me and Seafood, he's not a maestro. He's just Castro. He's oil. Mixing with water. Hello, somebody. I don't think he's been the type of guy. He's been more bark than fight. But he hasn't been barking much this season. He knew what it was once he heard that the journey of the Hills the Best was persuaded about movies and coaching and all kind of stuff that was going on in my life, personal life. He took advantage of it, and he hasn't done too much proclaiming or pounding that chest this season. That lets me know that he's focused. He stumbled along the way. No one's going undefeated unless you're KT winning 41 consecutive games against the NFC. Congratulations on that record, even though it was snapped by UPT. Impressive record. But I think the Colts will win that game against New England. I'm going to tell you why. Sifu and Austin have a very intriguing rivalry that is not – it's not a rivalry, but – it's like you see two guys in the, you see two people in the hallway, and one's walking this direction and the other's walking the opposite direction. And they always bump shoulders in the hallway. And when they bump shoulders in the hallway, it's a pause. They stare at each other, and they go their separate way. They might have something they want to say, but they don't say it. It'd be a few jabs here and there, but it's nothing that lingers is what I'm saying. Now they meet when it matters. And now it gives us these type of matchups that we want to see. And that's what it's all about in upper echelon. Now, we have a caller on the phone, and I am not sure who it is. Let's see who we got on the phone line. Caller, what's your name?
What up, this Texas, man. What up, Rich?
Hey, what's going on, my brother? You called in for a we have the Texans on the show. Fans, welcome to Texas on Hills of Legend show. We're just going through the division round. Hey, I got you on for another 8 minutes. Hey, man, I'm going to get your opinion on what you think these matchups are going to be like. You cool with that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, man. Let's get right on into that. I have the Colts and Steelers. I have the Colts getting to the division round. So, just hypothetically, we haven't concluded the playoffs yet, the wild card, but we're going to put the Colts in just because we think the Colts better matchup. So, if hypothetically speaking, Colts at Patriots, who you got in that matchup?
I'm gonna go with Saifu on that. Simply
okay.
Because it takes so many chances. When I play, it takes a lot of chances. And Saifu, he plays smart. So, I think when it comes down to it, the Patriots are going to take a big gamble, and it's going to cost
them. I agree. I think Sifu is that. I think he's that type of guy that is it's his season. Me and you both play him twice a season. We've been playing him over 18 times during this Madden. I mean, we know what type of guy that he is. We played the Patriots quite a few times as well. I think Sifu wins that matchup as well. Now, another matchup in the AFC, the other division round, will be the San Diego Chargers, where this guy, Mr. Don Carlalone, whatever his name is, he has took a bad San Diego team, resurrected them from the dead, put them into the playoffs, got them a playoff win. Now he faced his consolation prize is the best player right now in the AFC, which is Goldstick. How do you see the Chargers going up against the mighty Ravens in Baltimore?
This is a tough call, and it's real tough, man. It's real tough. But I think I'm going to go with I'm going to go with the Chargers on the slight edge. Playing.
Wow.
Yeah, he's playing good. I played him this season, and he resurrected his team. He's doing a good in him on that. He came back with a vengeance.
I agree. I think it will be close. I'm going to go with Gold Six, for I know him for a long time, and the Ravens are a formidable opponent. I think I'm with you, though. A lot of people might think, and they see this game, Chargers is 8-8, and the AFC West was horrible and all that. But if you look at his roster and you see why he's 8-8, he really doesn't have the horses. But his scheme, his strategy will keep him in the game long enough. And this is one thing we can say about Gold. Gold has been a number one seed before in AFC, and he bowed out. And this was upper echelon two in the postseason. He lost to the Steelers in the division round, had home field advantage throughout, and didn't get the job done. He lost three or four seasons ago to yours truly on a Hail Mary game in a kind of a fluky way to Madden. Gold Stick is known last year. He lost to the Preds in the first round. Gold Stick is known to, when he gets to play, because he's a fireman, so, I mean, he don't get to play, you know, all his games sometimes in the postseason due to work schedule. But when he's playing, because he's very active, he has blown some opportunities in the postseason. So that's why I will give the Chargers the benefit of the doubt of staying in games, because Gold Stick does not put people away in the postseason. He lets too many guys get confident. And once the game gets close, the pressure is on Gold Stick because everyone expects them to get to the Super Bowl. The Chargers playing with house money. No one wanted the Chargers. Everyone stood away from them 10-foot pole. Now they're in the playoffs. So he's playing with house money. So I think it will be a close game. Gold Stick will find a way to win the game because he has to win the game. So I like him in this matchup. Let's go on to the NFC side real quick. Texans, we have the Cards going to Lambeau playing the Green Bay Packers. They played two seasons ago in the division round in Green Bay, and that was a close game, and the Packers won that game. Who do you see winning this matchup? Cards and Packs, as the Packs are the number one seed quietly in the NFC.
I think I'm going to put the stalker on this one. he's quite sneaky, conceptive, and I've seen Cards this season. He's lost a couple of games that he shouldn't lost. And Stalker, he's playing pretty good right now. So I think I'm going to go with the Packers.
Yeah, I agree. He is very sneaky and conniving. All those words that you look up, adjectives for the new nickname that he has adopted in the group. Thank you for that nickname, by the way. I agree with you. They're going to be in Lambeau. It's tough to win in Lambeau in the postseason. Arizona has to go outside. They're a dome team, used to playing in controlled climate. It will be cold. It might not be snowing, but it will be cold in Lambeau. And the Cardinals just – last game, I noticed that you are a type of guy like myself. You love to watch Madden games when you get time, and you have seen most of the postseason games because you comment during or after the game. The Cards and the Eagles game was just – the Cards won, but it's like someone – No one won. Both teams lost in that game, in my opinion. The play calling wasn't good. The game was sloppy. And I mean not breaking rules back. I mean it's just the play calling wasn't smart football. The football IQ wasn't there. And I'm not sure if Fiffy is going to grow up enough in a short amount of time to be a guy that has won a Super Bowl in this league on the postseason in a row. I just don't see Fiffy growing up that quickly, turning the light switch on to be the DJ on the road.
Yeah, I agree with that.
We have the bombshell that I know that you usually be in a group. I don't know if you have seen that KT is back in the United States of America. I had to make a few phone calls to get him back over. But he's back. He's ready to play. And that spells bad news for the NFC, which he has dominated throughout the upper echelon. And mainly bad news to the Minnesota Vikings. That's his next opponent, Squiddy versus KT, Vikings versus Panthers. Who you got in that matchup?
I think I'm going to go with KT on this. Squid's a good ball player, but KT, I give him his props. He's a good player. He's a good user.
Yeah, I agree with you on this, Dixon. KT, the one thing that scares me a little bit is KT has been out the country, and me and Texan, we will not speak on the air what can happen when you leave the United States of America. So we do not want to fuse ourselves and think this is the same KT that came back. I'm sure he's a few pounds lighter. I'm sure he's not maybe in his right mind, hello, somebody. So we're going to assume that KT is 75%, if you know what I mean. So he's not
what he usually is
in the Madden realm. So he might be a little rusty, and that rust might get him in a closer fight than he wants to. But in the end, in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Buzz City, as we both are very familiar with, they're not going to let KT and those Panthers with a chance to get the second Super Bowl when they do not have to go against the Titans in the Super Bowl. I think KT is in his mind state that I'm going to have to go through DJM to get to the Super Bowl. And that's what a lot of people want to see, because the year that DJM did win the Super Bowl, he did have to see KT. And KT hadn't had to see DJM as much in the postseason. So those two are kind of on a collision. Of course, they have two 305 guys in the way that can spoil everything. But I think KT will come back. KT loves to win. He's a competitor. I think he will do enough to get that win and beat the Vikings in the division round. But Texans, I appreciate you joining me. I'm like you. I can ask you real quick. I know you're excited for the division round to get started. I know you're anticipating it. Hopefully we'll get to see the game around 8 o'clock tonight. Texans, what do you think the Texans have to do next season to make sure they're going to be in this conversation? You have a minute. What do Texans have to do to be amongst this conversation next year?
Well, the first thing is really got to be consistent. I can't play good one game, mediocre next game, bad next game, pretty good this game. You see what I'm saying? I got to be consistent.
Yeah.
I got the team. I got the players.
Mm-hmm.
My user skills got to be better. I got to put up on that part. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I got the team to do it. I got the team. I have no excuse. Just my user skills got to get. I got to tighten them up, bro. Got to tighten it up.
Tighten it up.
Yeah.
Texas, for the fans that hadn't heard you on your screen, shame on you. Shame on for the fans that hasn't watched a Texans stream this season and listened to it with the volume up. My friend, you put on the show last time I listened to you on the stream. I follow you. I watch your stream. I never had the volume up because my woman usually chatting in the background. But thank you, my friend. That's all I'm going to say. It was a wonderful Texas and Colts. I don't know if you remember that game when you played Steve. You put on a show for us, and I did not waste an hour of my life. The game just flew by. And I just want to say this real quickly as we got about 15 seconds, that you're great for the league. You bring excitement. You're active no matter what your team record is. You always want the league to be better, and a lot of people don't know this. I take you have been a staple to the upper echelon, and we're so grateful to have you. And thanks for calling on the show today.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, man.
No problem, man. We'll catch up soon in the chat. And that's it for Hills of Legends show. We're ready for the divisional round to get going. Thank my guest Texans for calling in. We have a lot of football left to play to crown a new champion. It's all about the UE, and we better than your league, wherever league you're in. Hello. Come back.